Out in the sun, it was probably inching towards 60 degrees on Turtletown Pond in East Concord. It's not classic conditions for ice fishing in New England, but it's still January, and the ice is still plenty thick to carry the weight of a snowmobile. A small cadre of hardcore ice anglers are gathered to fish with someone billed as the godfather of modern ice fishing, Dave Gens.
Just as in any activity, there are always celebrities.
John Sowers is a fishing sales rep who is out hoping to convince Gens to try some of the industry's latest toys.
Dave is from the Midwest, where ice fishing is really kind of it's a religion. And Dave consistently catches lots and lots and lots of fish.
You can say that again.
Well, this one's a little bit bigger than the last one I caught, so we'll see what we got here. Crappie.
Oh, there's a fish.
You know, it's crappie in the Midwest, and it's crappie in the Northeast.
Gens is in New Hampshire to give a couple of seminars on ice fishing, but most of the time he fishes in his home state of Minnesota. At 9 inches, the crappie is the biggest catch Gens makes during the morning. But it's not the only one. When he's not distracted, and if he finds what he calls a pot of fish, he's pulling up a fish about every 2 minutes or so.
Peck, peck. That's all you know,
the bigger fish, when they hit it, it goes thunk.
His success comes from the way he fishes. Gens has invented all sorts of gear that has changed the sport. He doesn't set out any tip-ups, unmanned lines with little flags that spring up when the fish bites. And he doesn't have a bob house. He takes a lighter approach.
You know, and then we built these fish houses. They started in my garage. You know, my wife's sewing them on the home sewing machine, and I'm out in the shop, you know, bending up the conduits.
The shelter Gens is talking about is a flip-up tent mounted on a sled that you can drag around with all your gear in it and flip down at whichever borehole you want to fish. That means that an ice angler can be mobile and go to the fish, just like in the summer. Gens is also credited with bringing another summer innovation to winter waters, using sonar and electronic fish finders called flashers.
Oh, wait a minute, there is one coming up here now. See, it's kind of just bounced. And that's because there is what it was.
Gens hauls up a tiny perch, 2 inches long.
But between the flasher there and the rod tip, I pretty knew what that was before I ever seen it. You know, it's like sitting in a deer stand with a blindfold on, you know, if you don't have one of these, you know, I mean, you wouldn't do that.
So when we go to Alton Bay and we look and we see all those bob houses sprinkled around, those aren't serious fishermen?
To me, they're not. I mean, that's a whole different style of putting down all them tip-ups and waiting.
In the Midwest, these technologies have changed ice fishing completely. But here in the East, anglers have been slower to catch on. Mark Beauchesne works for marketing in New Hampshire Fish and Game. He thinks New England ice fishermen are just a bit more cautious about the new.
You know, Yankee mentality. You know, what's worked for my grandfather is going to work for me, kind of thing. But, you know, we're starting to see the evolution change over here with some of the young guns that come out. And so for, like, the next generation coming up that's, you know, more instantaneous, the video game folks, this is perfect.
If the influence of Gens starts to spread, we might start to see a lot fewer fishermen sitting in the bob houses being whipped by the winds off Lake Winnipesaukee, and a lot more of them doing this. For Word of Mouth, I'm Sam Evans Brown.